Mikel Harrop, there it is. There's the speed we thought you would have. And that first moto, that had to be pretty cool for you. Obviously, look, Hymus and Deegan were great. Yeah. But that's what you got to do. That's where you want to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, the more weekends I can get like that, the better. When I get to run and follow those guys, I mean, that's when I'm really learning, you know. And you're never going to get practice like that. You know, the more races I can do, the better. And, yeah, shame about second moto. Had to come from dead last because I went on a little detour, but other than that, I feel
in
like...
the first turn, or...?
No, just up on the hill by a Thunder Valley sign.
The left?
Yeah, I thought there was a line on the inside. Turns out that line led to nothing. So I got stuck in the wheel got stuck in the fencing, so... But there's still some things to work with, for sure. My pace wasn't as good as should be, especially in that first moto. I could see, you know, the guys were pulling away naturally, so I ended up seventh, which was still good. You know, we just gotta work.
What do you think of the altitude and everything up here? Like, I'm guessing this is pretty high up for the bike and how it felt.
Yeah, but actually, I feel like the team did a good job. They made some changes. I didn't have to do nothing. You know, I clicked it in first gear on the start and fucking went for it. And I think it was performing well. Every bike out here was not fast, but I felt like ours was actually pretty decent. I love the track, though. The track's beautiful. Yeah.
So this track's really hard to pass on, and you had to pass 28 guys in whatever you did in the second moto. How were you doing it? What were you making happen? Like, how were you getting by these guys?
I just let it roll, man. I let the bike go wherever it had to, and then there were so many ruts, and I felt like I had a really good speed in the ruts, and that allowed me to pass people, you know, just coming up side by side and then just closing them off. So made things easier. But yeah, when you got the speed, it's easy, right?
Okay, we're six motos in.
Yeah.
Well, grade yourself so far on your American national debut.
Out of 10 or what?
Out of 10, sure.
I mean, in terms of my expectations, I'd say I'm up there, like 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
I didn't expect more, didn't expect less. If I can just continue learning, I mean, that's the goal for me, you know, like just try and keep learning and stay healthy and get through these races, because that's the goal, right? I'm not worried about my speed towards the end of the season, so we just gotta be there every weekend, trying to get the good starts like we did, and see where it goes.
When did you see High Point, dude? Every European rider that comes here loves High Point, and they crush it there, so you'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, every track I've been to so far, I've enjoyed. Pala, I was struggling a little bit, but I think that was mainly just because it was the first race and nerves and whatnot, but since then, I've enjoyed the track a lot, so... If it keeps going like this, I'll be happy.
All right, good job. Thanks, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.